You know the vibes. Welcome to the Hoop Genius Podcast. This is your man Scott Perry sitting in doing the intro for my man Mo Muncy over in London, just making sure he's okay after this game tonight against Boston. And Mr. BJ Armstrong, our three-time NBA world champion. Welcome.
Welcome to you, NBA 2K24. I appreciate it, Scott, because there ain't no vibes for me tonight.
Exactly.
There ain't no vibes for me tonight.
And but they say teamwork makes the dream work. So
hell
that's
yeah.
All. You know,
we just hell say, yeah.
I had to help my man out.
I mean. If you guys missed the game.
No. Everybody missed the game in Boston. Everybody missed the game.
Not if you guys. No. Jason Tatum missed the game too.
Everybody
122 to 84. Dallas take the win at home to bring the series back to 3-1. Series shifts to Boston on Monday with a chance to close it out. But game four, maybe the most pathetic, disgraceful display I've seen from the Celtics this season. They came into the game, and it's so predictable because it's human nature. They thought they'd won the game before the ball even got thrown into the air for the tip-off. They didn't come into the game with the necessary energy, the necessary intensity, the necessary commitment to win this basketball game. The Dallas Mavericks out-rebounded them. The Dallas Mavericks out-hustled them. The Dallas Mavericks played defense that you look at and say, well, Luka, if you could guard like this, why have you not been doing it the whole time? You'd have won the series by now. The Dallas Mavericks played on a whole different level to the Boston Celtics tonight. The Celtics were going through the reps. They were just looking like the Celtics of old. They couldn't get their three-pointers going. They couldn't finish in the paint because that Mavericks defense was staying compact in the lane and they were letting the Celtics shoot and they couldn't take advantage of that. They were getting frustrated. They weren't getting the calls they thought they should be getting, Jason Tatum in particular. And then that just translates to the other side of the basketball defense. They weren't playing their style. On offense, they weren't driving the kick and making multiple reads. They were kind of settling for bad shots. We saw about a game, half a game, maybe. I guess the starters were pulled out with 3 minutes left to go in the third. When they were pulled out, the Dallas Mavericks were up 54-18 when it comes to points in the paint. At one point, the Mavericks led by 48, which is the biggest lead in the finals in the last 50 years. The Celtics had their lowest scoring first half under Coach Joe Mazzulla, the lowest scoring half they've had in the entire season. And horrific. That's all I'm going to say. You guys take it away.
Well, I'm going to say this. This is their first loss.
In a month.
So, Mo, I don't want to hear anything. This is their first loss. And Mo's like everything is in a shambles. Okay.
But this is how their first loss. This is how it begins.
I know. This is their first loss. Hey, give... It's one thing you got to say. You don't get to the NBA Finals and not have some pride. There's a lot of pride over there in that Dallas locker room.
Absolutely.
And this was to be expected. This was to be. This isn't like when you're playing in the first round where the team is like, no way. I'll say it again. The most important part of this game was the first quarter. When you have a team down, win the first quarter.
What? Yeah.
Hey, we said this. Yeah,
that was on my mind as I was watching the game too. When you said
win that first quarter, because the first quarter lets them know, hey, we're here to fight, and then force them to panic and say, do we really want to go back? And as that game goes on, everyone starts saying, man, do I really want to have to go home and pack? Do I really want to have to get back on the plane? Do I really want to have to? Can we really? And then you put doubt, and then you let the game. So when they got out to the big lead, all of a sudden, as we all know, now you don't want to give them an opportunity to think, well, we figured them out. We figured out right. Something. So right. I'm going to throw this out. Everybody gets a game like this, and then we'll see what happens when we go back to Boston. And but if we come back here, Mo, for game, what, six?
No, you guys do like the Dallas by itself at that point.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So I will be prepared to do this with Scott.
And I'm going to just be crying on mute.
And we're just going to put it in. Yeah. So I'm going to let this go. The Celtics accomplished what they needed to accomplish.
They got the one win. That's
they got the one game, and now let's finish the deal. So that's all I really have to say about it. Scott, the floor is yours.
Look, Dallas, we talked about that going into this game. What kind of pride were they going to have? And they showed a ton of pride today. You got to give them great credit. They played with the type of pace that you've been looking for from the offensive side, too. You know, I thought Luka made quicker decisions. They got into the paint at will. They looked like they were wearing green jerseys in this, because as much as Boston got into the lane the first three games offensively, Dallas did the same, gave them a taste of their own medicine, got into the lane time after time, found open shooters or finished, you know, Luka finished themselves, got off to a great start, got to give him credit. And then defensively, and you mentioned it early on, Mo, he was present. Luka was present today. Yes. He stopped the initial surge defensively. He closed out more aggressively when it was his time to close out on shooters. And everybody did. Kyrie was better defensively. As a group, they just were energized. They were a step faster than Boston. And it makes you wonder, as I watched the game, you know, and BJ may be able to speak to this as well. You're sitting in Dallas up 3-0. You know, you're one game away. And BJ told you the formula about going out and trying to win that first quarter. But it looked to me, as great as Dallas played, that Boston just mentally took their foot off the gas a little bit, thinking, okay, we might have this. Because they've been hearing that for the last 48 hours. Nobody's come back from an 0-3 deficit in any round of the playoffs. And so you're sitting there thinking that it's just going to happen. Now, what that sets up, the pressure definitely is on Boston to close this thing out at home game five, in my opinion. Because like BJ said, you do not want to go back to Dallas for game six. You got to go, you know, you account in the macro, you got your one win. Okay, forget what the score was today. But you got to close this series out, I think, at home in game five. Or you could have a situation on your hand, because Dallas gained some confidence tonight.
I think watching this, there's either two ways it goes. Either one, it's going to be the most humiliating finals of my life. Or option two, if you guys think back to 2017, the Golden State Warriors clearly dominated the Cavaliers through the first three games. Then game four, the Cavs had a big win. And then game five, the Warriors closed out. So is tonight going to be that kind of one game where you don't want to get swept? We saw this with the Timberwolves, right? They didn't want to get swept. And it looked like once they had avoided elimination, they took their foot off the gas a little bit. I think that Luka and Kyrie were never going to go out in a sweep anyway because of just who they are. BJ always says you don't have back-to-back bad games. And there's no way Luka was going to follow up that game three with a bad performance tonight. And all credit to him for locking in on the defensive side of the basketball. I don't care about the scoring. What I saw from him on defense, being able to guard guys one-on-one, not getting blown by every single time, was absolutely amazing. And then Derek Lively, I think, was huge in this. In the first quarter alone, he had 5 rebounds. The Mavs had a plus 10 advantage on the boards. We even saw Derek Lively hit a 3, which he's been waiting all season to do. I remember hearing him in a preseason say that he can shoot and no one believed him. And he unleashed it tonight. What a time to have your first career 3 in game 4 of the NBA Finals. But yeah, it was a frustrating game because the Celtics were just never in the game. And it wasn't necessarily, I wonder how much you guys think is to do with the game plan versus just the mental side of the approach of they thought they'd already won. Dallas came out playing desperate and they just outworked them. Like the difference in the second chance points, Dallas had 16 second chance points compared to Boston's 2. Dallas finished with 60 points in the paint compared to Boston's 26. Dallas were getting out on a break and running. They were hitting corner threes. They were getting alley-oop dunks. The Celtics just went away from their game plan. And you hear the little mic'd up segment from Joe Mazzulla during the game. And he's telling him, we're not playing our usual style of offense. Usually when the Celtics offense is flowing the best, they're moving the ball multiple times. They're creating multiple drives, multiple kicks, multiple rotations. Whereas tonight it was, well, I'm going to drive in and try and score, and then I'll kick the pass out, and then someone's going to try and drive and score over multiple defenders. They weren't trusting in the offense that got them to this point. They looked flustered out there.
Well, you know, BJ used this term the other night. This was the first time that the Celtics didn't look connected. Mm-hmm. Dallas looked connected tonight. And you got to give Dallas a lot of credit for forcing that on Boston. I think their energy was just so great. And Luka's commitment defensively tonight, and Kyrie was a lot better defensively as well, too. That sent a message out to the Derrick Joneses and Derrick Livelys and Gafford. He's engaged. He's with us. And I really think that really empowered the whole team when they see that from, you know, their
leading by example.
Leading by example. And so the key now, can he sustain that, Luka? Can he take that same type of focus and effort to Boston? That's the question he's got to answer. He's capable. He showed it to us. I always believed as a coach, when you show it to me, you can't put it back in the bag anymore. Now I know you can do it. So he showed it to us tonight. So now he's got to come back and do that game five. That being Luka.
BJ, if you're the Celtics after this one, well, one thing I love about the playoffs when you play a seven-game series, it doesn't matter whether you win by 1 point or win by 50 points or lose by 1 point or lose by 50 points. It's still just one game in the series. How much as a player does the margin of victory or defeat affect you going into the next game? Or do you chalk up as we won that one or we lost that one? Or, you know, would a more competitive loss have a different impact on your mentality going into the next one?
Well, you know, experience, you know, teaches you a lot of things. And one of the things it teaches you, as any NBA player will tell you, any coach, any executive, never trust happiness. You can never be happy in this league. Okay. And let me tell you how the Celtics must have felt after game three. Their backs have to be hurting for all the pat on the backs they had to be receiving as they walked back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everyone was singing their praises. The series is over with. Great job. Da da da. Except one thing, the series is never over. It's never over until it's over. So this is the ex-player in me now. I you never can get too high. And then, as we all know, you can never get too low.
Don't get too low.
Yeah. And the Celtics got too high. That's all. That's all. And that's you're constantly fighting human nature in this business. Okay.
In that.
You know, so they forgot that it's a seven-game series and they got to win 4 out of 7. Now, what you don't want is you don't want to give anyone confidence. I'm very cautious because, you know, I have a philosophy. You never allow a great player to be great. you never allow them to be great because they're capable of doing it. So I think it's time now for the Celtics to get back to that Celtic formula. And the very first step I will be looking for in game five, who's going to win that first quarter?
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to win? Because the Celtics right now, they have to reestablish their dominance in this.
And this is two games in a row where they've had really bad starts of the game. Because game three, they were down double digits after the first quarter as well.
Yeah, so just they're going to have to reestablish it. The crowd will be rocking there in Boston. Give the crowd credit. I think this Boston crowd, Mo, and you and I have been there. Scott has been there. We've all been there.
Yep.
They have a phenomenal crowd. But they also have two great players.
And Luka feeds off the crowd.
Okay, so it's important for Boston to come win that first quarter, reestablish, and try to insert doubt as the game goes on. Just insert doubt. We're here to play. Whatever happened in the last game happened, and reassert themselves. And you know, that's always tough to do because when momentum is coming downhill, as you guys know, it can snowball.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing can get real big. And like I said, things can get very interesting if they go there and win. Game five. It can get interesting.
Well, there's three games left. The Celtics have got to win one. The Mavs have got to win all three.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I said, I think this game five is hugely important for them to win because what you don't want is a game seven at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you've lost three straight.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're usually going to be the favorite, you're the home team. However, like BJ said, when that momentum starts going downhill, and tonight was the first game of the series where you saw both Kyrie and Luka be very efficient on the offensive end. You know, they, you know, had 29, 21 points, you know, combined for 50 points, but they were very efficient. They were very sharp. And, you know, had the game, had they stayed in the game longer, you know, both of them were primed to, you know, be over 30 points.
Yeah.
So that's what you got to worry a little bit. And Kyrie has not played well yet in Boston.
Neither has Jason Tatum.
That's on his mind. And neither has Jason Tatum. You're right. You got to figure that he's got tonight was the first time
Kyrie has won against the Celtics since he stamped on the Leprechaun's face in center court. Two players who I liked watching tonight, Dante Exum gave them great energy off the bench, and Josh Green. There was one play in the game where I knew at that moment we had lost the game. It was where Josh Green came from pretty much the halfway line to crash the offensive glass with a putback dunk. And when they showed the slow motion replay, I saw Tatum on the corner of the screen. He turns his head and he sees Josh Green running to crash the glass. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he didn't want to pick up the foul, but he didn't box him out at all. He let him have a clear runway to the hoop. And after that possession, they showed that replay. I said, yeah, this is done. I spent about 45 minutes scrolling through TikTok while I waited for the game to end today.
Hey guys, can I ask you a real quick question? What's the status on Porzingis?
He was available tonight.
It said he was available if needed.
But I think his available if needed was just if the Celtics were up, they would have put him on the court for a few minutes, just, you know, because he used to play for Dallas and soak in the moment and win a championship. I don't think he was really ever actually available to play.
Right.
And I think if they win game five, they'll probably do the same thing. Bring him on for a minute at the end of the game so that the fans can cheer for him.
Right. He may play a few minutes at game five.
Yeah, because
I don't have any inside information on that. But to your point, whether it's a crowd thing or if they feel like they just need a quick lift of him, if it's just 5-10 minutes.
This is what I thought tonight.
I don't know how he's feeling. Yeah. But if they said he was available to go into the game, the medical staff must feel at least comfortable enough that he's not going to do severe damage, I guess, if they were going to clear him.
Joe Mazzulla said that he's available to play in specific scenarios. And I'm watching the game and I'm thinking, well, on your way to a 25-point deficit, maybe there was a specific scenario in there where you could have put him in to give them a little lift. I mean, Tillman plays really well in his minutes, which is kind of a bright spot for this team. But there was really no bright spots for the Celtics. What are your predictions now for the next game, looking at game five? Do you think the Mavs take this momentum and they keep it rolling? Or do you think the Celtics have had the wake-up call they need and they go and finish the job?
Personally, I think the Celtics got a wake-up call today. And I like for the Celtics, and we talked about this at the beginning of the series, there's an extra day off. They don't play again until Monday. If this game was a quick turnaround to Sunday, I might favor the Mavs a little more. But that extra day allows Boston to put this game behind them a little more, in my opinion, and move forward and say, okay, we got to take care of business here. This is where, again, and I said this at the beginning of the series, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, they have to cross the finish line this year and become NBA champions. They know the importance of them and their team playing very well to close out this Dallas team and not give them further life. Dallas has some life, and Dallas is going to come in there knowing that they're fighting against all the odds and they're going to just let it all hang out. So Boston knows they got to play their best game of the series because, you know, we talked about how difficult it is to close the team out, but you got to they got to play their best game of the series. All five guys, again, like we saw in game one, on top of their games, they're going to have to shoot the ball well from three, got to get back to being connected defensively and not allow 54 points in the paint. But I really do believe they will respond and do a much better job defensively and shoot the ball better when they get back to Boston.
BJ, who are you taking for game five?
I'm going to go with the Celtics. I think they're experienced enough to realize what took place here today. And it's going to be tough, no doubt about it. I think the Mavs are going to put up a great fight. But I'm just really concerned if this thing gets gets away from them. I just think this for this team. I mean, I know they're playing with enormous confidence up to this point. Now finish the deal. I just don't know how this thing goes if this series continues. Oh. So I'm going to say the Celtics because I mean I like their young guys, but I think it's important, as Scott has said, that this team gets over the finish line this year. Because if they don't, this could be, and I don't even want to put that in the universe. So I'm going to put the Celtics and Mo. Things will be back to normal. Mo will do the introduction. But if Scott has to do it again, man, Mo.
See, they ruined my weekend. I went. I got a fresh cut today. It's Friday night.
Hey, Mo. If they don't win on Monday, I'm gonna be concerned for your health and wellness. You know, we're in this space. I have a few friends over there in London. I'm gonna make sure that they don't look out for you.
Man, in 2022, I kept saying we're just two games away. This year, I'm saying we're just one game away. I need to say there's no more games remaining.
Okay.
We can't have a repeat of what happened tonight. Credit to the Mavs, though, and especially Luka Doncic, because the whole world and the media was talking about his defensive liability over the last couple of days. But I felt like there was actually more people saying it's unfair to criticize him because he does so much than there was actually people criticizing him, which I found pretty interesting in the media. But that's just a whole nother discussion point. But yeah, it's 3-1. We've seen this a whole bunch of times in NBA history. And
Mo, I don't want to have this. I have to hear you say it at least once, Mo, before we finish. You know, come on, Mo, just give it to us at least. Just give it. Come on, Mo. Mo, we've done over 500 shows, and you've never
exactly.
Come on, Mo. Come on, Mo. Come on. You got to give it to us. Give the people what they want, Mo.
Well, exactly.
You know, the Boston Celtics will always find a way to make life difficult for themselves.
Yes.
You know the vibes.
Yes. Okay.
Those are the vibes I know.
Exactly.
Those are the vibes I trust. We're going to stick around for one more game. Hopefully just one more game. Maybe it's two or three more, but hopefully it's just one. But BJ, you always say, and we've spoken about this in previous years, the closeout games are hardest because, you know, they've got the trophy there. Right. You know, they've got the commissioner in the building ready and waiting and all of this. And plays tricks on your mind.
Hey, Scott, you know, when you go into the arena and when you're at home, you look up and you see all the confetti up there.
Yes.
It's going to be tough.
Bless you.
The champagne has already brought it to the building.
Champagne, hats, and t-shirts.
It's a festive crowd, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be tough. So, hey Mo, you know the vibes.
Oh man, yeah, I was dreading doing this podcast today. I ain't gonna lie. Hey,
sometimes, just do like Coach Mazzulla, make us up in the game and let's get to the next one. That's all you can do right now.
Oh man,
yep. And when you close it out, you probably want to say Celtics get buckets on Monday. Close this out. Exactly.
Here's the thing, right? No team has ever won a championship after going down 3-0. But no team has ever won a championship after losing by 38 points in a finals game. So either way, history is going to be made in this series.
Okay.
I just hope that I'm celebrating. Otherwise, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Otherwise, it's all of this for what? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So it's a quick episode than usual. I don't even think tactically there's too much to break down other than the Mavs actually played defense and crashed the glass and the Celtics looked like they... I could have given more intensity on the court tonight than the Celtics did. So that was that. One thing that really annoyed me, Drew Holiday's turnovers. He had about 5 of them where he just lost control of his dribble. That just was enraging. And Tatum picking up a bunch of fouls and spent most of the game complaining. It's only right if we criticize Luka for it. Tatum has to get the same treatment. He was complaining a whole lot. After every single basket, whether he missed it or made it, he would turn around to the referee, put his hands in the air. And I'm like, brother, please just play. I'm not trying to, not trying to see this. Let's hope they bounce back. Let's hope they bounce back and get the job done, because the job is not finished. But yeah, it's also really interesting to everyone who before the game was like, of course, Luke can't play defense. He's hobbled. He's banged up. He's got injuries. And then he comes out there and plays defense. So which one is it? Which one? Are we going to pick one and stick with it? Or
no?
What's happening?
If you're out there, I expect you to play. And BJ, you would agree with that, right, BJ? If you're so hobbled that you can't move defensively, but you're healthy enough just to play offense, that doesn't fly either. So no, when you step on that floor, the assumption is you are ready to do what you have to do as a professional basketball player, and that's play both ends of the floor and do whatever it takes to win. So,
absolutely. Anything else you guys want to say about this game or ahead of the next one?
Almost.
I'll see you on Monday. I'll see you on Monday.
See you on Monday. we're gonna see you on Monday here. This is it. This
Mo, you enjoy your weekend. I'm going to try not to call you tomorrow. All right, I'm going to limit myself to like 3 calls. I'm going to call you, and Mo, you know what? I'm going to limit myself to 3 calls. I want to call you 4, but you got to earn the 4th call. You didn't get that. So I'm going to call you 3 times tomorrow, Mo. And I just want you to relax. I want you to get ready. And Monday, hey, let's go.
Man. So make sure you guys subscribe, YouTube, Spotify, Apple. We'll be here for the rest of the NBA Finals and beyond. We've got the draft coming up. We've got free agency trades coming up. We've got Summer League, everything. We're going to be all over it. So make sure you subscribe. Stay locked in with the show. And until next time, get buckets.